You know the Zen koan. What is the sound of one hand clapping? Usually, of course, we need two hands to clap. And that is the structure of typical experience. We have a sense of ourselves as a subject in here, and the world as an object out there. We have these two hands of experience, the subject and the object. And typical experience is a smashing of these two hands together to make a commotion, a sound. The object out there smashes into me as subject, and I have an experience. The two hands clap together, and experience emerges. And so the typical structure of experience is like a punch in the face. The ordinary self is the battered self. It is utterly battered by the universe out there. The ordinary self is a series of bruises, of scars, the results of these two hands of experience smashing together. This bruising is called dukkha, suffering. As Krishnamurti used to say, in that gap between the subject and the object lies the entire misery of humankind. But with the non-dual state, suddenly there are not two hands. Suddenly, the subject and the object are one hand. Suddenly, there is nothing outside of you to smash into you, bruise you, torment you. Suddenly, you do not have an experience. You are every experience that arises. And so you are instantly released into all space. You and the entire cosmos are one hand, one experience, one display. One gesture of great perfection. There is nothing outside of you that you can want or desire or seek or grasp. Your soul expands to the corners of the universe and embraces all with infinite delight. You are utterly full, utterly saturated. So full and saturated that the boundaries to the cosmos completely explode and leave you without date or duration. Time or location, awash in an ocean of infinite care. You are released into the all, as the all. You are the self-seen, radiant cosmos. You are the universe of one taste, and the taste is utterly infinite. So what is the sound of that one hand clapping? What is the taste of that one taste? When there is nothing outside of you that can hit you, hurt you, push you, pull you, what is the sound of that one hand clapping? See the sunlight on the mountains? Feel the cool breeze? What is not utterly obvious? Who is not already enlightened? As a Zen master put it, when I heard the sound of the bell ringing, there was no I and no bell, just the ringing. There is no twiceness, no two-ness in immediate experience. No inside and no outside, no subject and no object, just immediate awareness itself, the sound of one hand clapping. So you are not in here, on this side of a transparent window, looking at the cosmos out there. The transparent window is shattered. Your body-mind drops. You are free of that confinement forever. You are no longer behind your face looking at the cosmos. You simply are the cosmos. You are all that. Which is precisely why you can swallow the cosmos and span the centuries and nothing moves at all. The sound of this one hand clapping is the sound the Big Bang made. It is the sound of supernovas exploding in space. It is the sound of the robin singing. It is the sound of a waterfall on a crystal clear day. It is the sound of the entire manifest universe. And you are that sound. Thank you.
Another way of saying that you feel completely with this universe. You feel profoundly rooted in it and connected with it. You feel, in other words, that the whole energy which expresses itself in the galaxies is intimate. It is not something to which you are a stranger, but it is that with which you, whatever that is, are intimately bound up. That in your seeing, your hearing, your talking, your thinking, your moving, you express that which it is which moves the sun and other stars.
We were talking about the space between us all and the people.
When it does, we can all pretend that it's better than it's ever been. Lie to ourselves like the sky to rebel, and it's well, and it's fine if you fail. And you can refine the storyline if you survive to retell. We are targets. Hello, darkness.
Hello, sunshine.
Everything's gonna be fine. Said things gonna be all okay. Said just don't breathe the air.
He just sits and waits for them to kick in the door. He once was a hero, they don't love him no more. There's a blast every time until he hits the floor. His gift for not fighting another man's war. And if they can get their hands on the mask that he wore on his face, they can put somebody else in his place and restore the state, the illusion that it's safe. The faith that being a slave is so great. His gas fills the room and rockets destroy everything around him. He stands to find himself surrounded by thousands of soldiers that he once trained and never missed their target. Heartless, hello darkness.
Hello sunshine, hello not at all. Hello all the time, hello nowhere. Hello oblivion, hello goodbye. Hello darkness.
When I heard the sound of the bell ringing, there was no I and no bell. Just a ring, 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 just a ring.
Please make your acquaintance. Salutations. Konnichiwa. Hello, end of the world. How are you? I'm fine. Hello, darkness. Hello, sunshine.
For one brief moment, I felt the heartbeat of creation, and it was one with my own.
Big deal.
We all feel like that all the time, but you don't hear us gassing on about it.